خواتین حضرات، آج ہم سب یہاں جمع ہیں اہل بیت کے شان میں یہ محفل سجائی جا رہی ہے جمال پے کرے صبر و رضا امام حسین، بہار حسن حبیب خدا امام حسین، جھکے نہ غیر کے آگے یہ سر خدا کے سوا، سکھا گئے یہ قرینہ ہمیں امام حسین، وفا کی راہ میں مشکل پڑے تو صبر کرو، لٹا کے گھر کو ہمیں دے گئے پیام حسین، حضور ساقی کوثر ہیں آپ کے نانا، جو آپ کے ہیں رہیں گے نہ تشنہ کام حسین، میرا حسین ہے مجھ سے تو میں حسین سے ہوں، کیا نبی نے تیرے حق میں یوں کلام حسین، تیری ہی پیاس دو عالم کو کر گئی سیراب، ہو بے شمار تیری ذات پر سلام حسین، وہ ایک در سے مکمل ہے بندگی کے لیے، جو تم نے آخری سجدہ کیا امام حسین، اب میں گزارش کروں گا جامعہ اہل الجنہ کے امام اور خطیب علامہ ابراہیم حسین چشتی العلوی سے کہ وہ اپنے خطاب سے ہمارے دلوں کو منور کریں. امام ابراہیم حسین چشتی، آپ ٹھیک ہے؟ اس کو میں بند کر دیتا ہوں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده ونصلی ونسلم علی رسوله الکریم، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. ان شاء الله تعالى respected brothers, sisters and elders, السلام عليكم ورحمه الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله I welcome you اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم on this glorious event which has been dedicated to remembering the Holy Quran and the Holy Family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Before I begin, inshallah, talking about a few verses of the Quran, I would like to, inshallah, start with some poetry, inshallah ta'ala, before I begin, inshallah ta'ala. So I request everyone, inshallah ta'ala, to send salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Sallu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi. Sallallahu alayka ya دی رکھی لج مولا، بے لجیا دی رکھی لج مولا، لج پال شبیر دواس تائی، جنے ویر تو بچے قربان کیتے، اس زینب دی ہمشیر دا واسطائی، تے جن نیز تے چڑھ کے قرآن پڑھیا، اس کربل دے پیر دا واسطائی، تے مولا بخش دے ساڈے قصور سارے، تینوں چادر تطہیر دا واسطائی. ہستائی مولا بخش دے ساڈے قصور سارے تینو چادر تطہیر دا واسطائی حب آل محمد وچ غرق ہووے حب آل محمد وچ غرق ہووے پہلی خاص نشانی او ولی دیئے ہے او نبی دی پاک اولاد سائم زہرا وچ اولاد جو ولی دیئے پڑھی صلی اللہ علیہ یا یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ اللہم صلی وسلم وبارک علی سیدنا محمد وعلی علی سیدنا محمد. Respected brothers, sisters and elders, it's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has granted us the opportunity to take time out of our busy lives and to come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to learn about the Quran and the authentic Sunnah and the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know that this conference today is dedicated and is named as the Qur'an and Ahlul Bayt conference. And the Qur'an and the Ahlul Bayt were described by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the thaqalain, the two heavyweights. And when we host this conference about the Qur'an and the Ahlul Bayt, the Qur'an and this also includes that we follow the Qur'an and the Ahlul Bayt. And the Qur'an mandates the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore today we are showing our devotion and we are acting upon the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show that we are trying to remain steadfast on the Qur'an, the authentic Sunnah and the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we need to be steadfast on the thaqalain in order to gain salvation in this life and the hereafter. So respected brothers and sisters, inshaAllah ta'ala, as you know, today is the first day of December, and every month, the first week of every month, Imam Sayyid Sohrawardi Sahib Hafizahullah ta'ala, he travels from Calgary and he delivers a lecture on the tafsir of the Holy Quran and he explains the Holy Quran. So inshaAllah ta'ala, I would like to dedicate about 20 to 25 minutes today inshaAllah ta'ala to explain the importance of the Ahlul Bayt from the Holy Quran through numerous verses inshaAllah ta'ala. So respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 61, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. This is the first verse which I would like to explain today. And it's a verse where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was challenged by the Jews and the Christians at that time, and they challenged the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they challenged him to the extent that they said that we are going to bring our children, you bring your children, we will bring our women, you bring your women, we will bring ourselves, you bring yourselves. And what is the challenge going to be? ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ, then we will make dua. The mutakallimeen, they explain that the word نَبْتَهِلْ comes from ابْتِهَال, which means to make excessive dua. When you get together in a jama'ah and when you make excessive dua, this is known as ابْتِهَال. ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ, the challenge was then we would make dua to see that who was on the right path. فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. And after we make dua, when we would realize that who was on the right path and who was on the path of falsehood, then we would send curse upon them. So this is a verse from the Holy Quran, verse number 61, Surah Ali Imran, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was challenged. And this challenge of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this challenge, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to prove that he was on the right path. It wasn't a small challenge; it was a very big challenge that was made. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, number one, he had to prove that he was on the right path. He had to prove that his religion was the religion of truth. He had to prove that he was the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a very important challenge. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to represent his representatives from his children, from his women, and from himself. And on this verse, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Mufassirin, they mentioned that when this verse was revealed, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates, and along with him a group of the Tabi'een, they also relate, includes in the Tabi'een, includes Al-Mujahid, Qatada, and majority of the Tabi'een, they said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this verse was revealed, he selected his family members. Who were the family members? From the children, he selected his two grandsons, Al-Hasan wa Al-Husayn. And we know that the hadith of Rasulullah when he said that these two are my children, they are my sons. Because the sons of the Prophet they had passed away. And this was a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the Prophet himself had to go through many tests and many calamities. Amongst those calamities was that his own children passed away at an early age. But the Prophet he granted him these two grandsons, who were the ones who were going to spread the message of Islam and the ones who were going to sacrifice their blood for Islam. So from his children, he selected Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And from his women, he selected Sayyidah Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha. But the word here is فَمَنْ حَاجَكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ فَقُلْ تَعَالُوا نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ. We can understand that the Prophet ﷺ, when he was challenged to represent his children, he represented two children. And we know that if you represent two people are known as a group. This is why even if you are in the masjid, and even if you have one person with you, you will read namaz with jama'ah. So two people are known as jama'ah. And the word abna'ana is a plural word. So the Prophet ﷺ represented Al-Hasan wa Al-Husayn. But the question is that the Prophet ﷺ was once again challenged to represent his women. And the word that comes in the Quran is nisa'ana. Bring your women. Not bring your woman, bring your women. Which is plural. Yet the Prophet ﷺ, we find through numerous authentic ahadith, that when he was told to represent his women, he only took Sayyidah Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayhi. Now one person might ask that the word in the Quran is referring to a plural word. The terminology here is plural. But the Prophet ﷺ, he takes his daughter Sayyidah Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayhi. What is the wisdom behind this? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, Fatima to Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahli Jannah. She is the leader of the women of paradise. So even if she comes alone and she represents women, she represents the entire nation of women on this earth. And the status of Sayyidah Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayhi, respected brothers, I don't have time to elaborate. On the day of judgment, when everyone will be gathered, all the prophets will be told to lower their gazes, all the angels will be told to lower their gazes, we will be told to lower our gazes. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's daughter will go past. And she was that daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would visit her house, he would say, As-salamu alaykum Ahlul Bayt. Salam, peace be upon you, all members of the Ahlul Bayt. And she is that daughter that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when she would visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stand in respect for her. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not stand in respect for any of his wives. He did not stand in respect for Sayyidina Abu Bakr or Sayyidina Umar or Sayyidina Uthman or Ali, but he stood in respect for his daughter. Nowadays we stand in respect for our ulama, our parents, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he only stood in respect for his daughter. This is the status of Sayyidina Fatima Zahra sallallahu alaihi. So we learn that she alone, you can put all the women of the entire universe on one side, on one scale, put Sayyidina Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayhi on one side, she is more higher in any terms. And this is why Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala, in his book Khasais al-Sughra, he mentions that the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have made a consensus that after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most superior person is Sayyidina Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayhi. And Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that because the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that Fatima is a part of my flesh, al-Fatimatu bad'atun minni, he says, Imam Malik says that from this hadith, there is no dispute that after the Prophet ﷺ said that Fatima Zahra is the most superior. This is not the consensus, this is not the Jamhur opinion, but this is the opinion of Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took his grandsons, Al-Hasan wa Al-Husayn, who were his sons, and he represented them as his sons. He represented Sayyidah Fatima Zahra as his women, and he represented himself. But the question is, in the verse, how did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam represent Sayyidina Ali al-Murtadha radiallahu ta'ala anhu? For this explanation, we have the tafsir of Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who mentions that when this verse was revealed, and Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a sahabi, he mentions that when this verse was revealed, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions that when the verse of Mubahara was revealed, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtadha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came into the category of the nafs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Suyuti records this in his tafsir, and I have the reference here, whoever wants to look. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he takes his two sons, his grandsons, and he represents them as his children. He takes his daughter, Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra, he represents her as the entire women. And he takes his brother-in-law, he takes his son-in-law, and his cousin, his first cousin, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and he represents him from Anfusana wa Anfusana. Imam Suyuti mentions Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu, he says that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is included in the nafs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I am from Ali and Ali is from me. So this is the verse of Mubahala, and in this verse, regarding this verse, Sahib al-Kashaf, Allama Zabakhshari rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions that from this verse, we see the superiority and the esteem status about the Sahib al-Kisa, the Ashab of the cloak, Ashab al-Kisa, who are the Prophet ﷺ, his daughter, Sayyidina Fatima Zahra, his cousin, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, and his two grandsons. This is their status. And Sahib al-Kashaf, Allama Zabakhshari rahmatullahi alayhi, in his tafsir, he mentions about this verse that when the Prophet ﷺ, he took these individuals, when he was challenged on a very important challenge, where he had to prove his prophecy, when he had to prove that he was the last messenger, when he had to prove that his religion was the truthful religion, he takes these individuals, and from this we see that the status of these individuals cannot be matched by anyone else. And this is why we understand that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, which is recorded in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, and the many of the Mufassirin, they record this, that he said, والذي نفسي بيده لقرابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب إلي من أسلم قرابتي. He said that I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has control over my nafs. He says I swear that I love the family of Rasulullah more than my own family. This was the aqidah, this was the belief of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And he says أرقب محمد في أهل بيته. He says that love and board in the ship of Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the belief of the Akabirin Sahaba, the Shaykhain. Moving further on, let's look at another verse of the Holy Quran, the verse of purification, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Ayat al-Tathir says, Zahir Hashani Ahlul Bayt. A verse which needs to be reflected upon. And regarding this verse, in the tafsir of this verse, I have in front of me tafsir al-Madhari of Qazi Salawla Panipati rahmatullahi alayh, where he mentions that when this verse was revealed, and I have in front of me the tafsir of Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi alayh, tafsir Durri Manthur, that when this verse was revealed in the house of Ummi Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha wa salamullahi alayha. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he got a cloak, a black cloak, and he gathered himself and Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra, Wal-Hasan wal-Husayn, and he said, oh Allah, this is my family. And Imam Suyuti mentions when the Prophet ﷺ, he said that this is my family, the Prophet ﷺ is emphasizing that this is his special family. This is the family that stands out from the rest. In every family, there are certain family members which stand out from the rest. And the Sahib al-Kisa, the Ashab al-Kisa, the people of the cloak, these are those family members who stand out from the rest. Because the Prophet ﷺ made them stand out from the rest by gathering them in the cloak and by taking them to the challenge of Mubahala. If someone says that you are emphasizing and you are exaggerating, But the reality is that I am not exaggerating. The Prophet ﷺ himself exaggerated, and he himself emphasized upon the unique status of the Ahlul Kisa, the Sahibul Kisa, Ashabul Kisa. So when this verse was revealed, Umm Salma, Imam Suyuti mentions the narration where Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, can I be part of the cloak? The Prophet ﷺ said, Anti ala khair, you are deemed on good. He said, you do not need to come into this cloak. This cloak is about specifying these individuals. And in another narration, Imam Suyuti mentions in his tafsir that Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, she said, Ya Rasulullah, she tried to come into the cloak forcefully. And who would not try to come into the cloak? But the Prophet ﷺ said, stay where you are, and you are deemed upon good. Because the Prophet ﷺ in this verse, like he did in the Mubahada, he wanted to show the emphasis and the unique status and the superior status of these individuals. The unique status of Sayyidah Fatima, Sayyidina Imam Hassan wa Hussein wa Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. This was a specification made by the Prophet ﷺ. And moving further on, let's look at the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Shura verse number 23, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَهُورٌ. In this verse, we have heard the commentary of this verse, but in this verse, Imam Suyuti, he mentions that when this verse was revealed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked that, who are your family members who we have to love? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, they are Ali, Fatima, Hassan wa Hussein. And from this verse we understand that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once again he specified about these five. So on how many occasions has the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized on these five? These people are known as the Ashabul Kisa, the companions of the cloak. The ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself purifies. The ones who were in the Mubahala. The ones who were in this verse of the Holy Prophet. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, ask your people to love these people. And this is why Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says that about the verse after this verse, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا, that this hasana, and in front of me I have tafsir Durr Manthur, and about this verse, Imam Suyuti also, he records a narration where one of the companions, he mentions that this word hasana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that, O beloved Prophet, convey to them that I do not ask for any reward, but I only ask for the fact that you love my family members, you love my next of kin, who are Ali, Fatima, wal-Hasan, wal-Husayn. So in this verse, the Prophet ﷺ, he requested us to love his family members. And when he was asked about the family members, the Prophet ﷺ said, the family members are Ali, Fatima, and the sons of Fatima. And Imam Suyuti, he records in his tafsir, Imam Ibn Abi Hatim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he records from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, that the word hasana, وَمِنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ, the translation means that whoever earns a good deed, whoever earns a good deed, وَمَنْ يَقْرِفْ حَسَنًا نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا, whoever earns a good deed, we will increase his deeds because of that good deed. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he comes to increasing, there is no limit. Nowadays when a boss says to his employee that I will increase your salary, he increases his salary. He doubles the salary, he triples the salary. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to increasing, then there is no limit to the increasing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, if you be thankful towards me, I will give you more and more and more. There is no limit. So Abdullah ibn Abbas, he says, so the translation of the verse, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا, that whoever earns a good deed, whoever earns a hasana, we will give him, we will increase his deeds and his good deeds because of that hasana. Now what is that hasana? What is that hasana that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about? What is that hasana that because of that hasana Allah will increase our good deeds? What is that hasana? Abdullah ibn Abbas, he says that the hasana, the meaning of the hasana is the love of Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
I have the commentary in front of whoever wants to see. This hasana is the love of Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is that hasana that if we earn this hasana, and look at the beauty of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ. يَقْتَرِفْ means to earn. This means that the love of Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to be earned. And this is the reality, my respected brothers and sisters. We are in the conference of the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. Just by coming to this conference, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might plant the love of the Ahlul Bayt into your hearts, but He might not grant the love of the Ahlul Bayt to some people, because this love has to be earned. In the same way that knowledge has to be earned, rizq has to be earned. Rizq has to be earned. You cannot just sit at home and money will not fall from the sky. Rizq has to be earned. You have to earn your money. In the same way, you have to earn the love of Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you earn the love of Ali Muhammad? You make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, grant me the love of Ali Muhammad. Because Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, he made dua. Sayyidina Umar, he made dua. Oh Allah, grant us this love. You have to show the love. You have to spend time, dedicate time. You have to talk about them to earn their love. وَمِنْ يَقْتَرِفْ. The word يَقْتَرِفْ means to earn. Abdullah ibn Abbas says that you have to earn. The meaning of the hasana is the love of Ali Muhammad. And this is that type of hasana which you will not get. It's not a hasana which will be spoon-fed. It's a hasana which you have to earn with your own selves, with your time and your dedication. نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. And if you earn this love of Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah will give you more and more and more. And this is why, respected brothers, before I finish, this is why we see that those people who are drowned in the love of Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they get success in this life and the hereafter. Whether it's success in their business, or their job, or in their life, or in their a'mal, or in their closeness, or in their spirituality. This is why the poet says, حُبِّ عَلِ مُحَمَّدْ وِجْ غَرْقُ هُوَي پَلِي خَاسْ نِشَانِي وَلِدِيَ. If you look at the lives of the awliya, you will see one thing common, that is the love of Ali Muhammad. Why did they gain this wilayah? The reason why they gained this wilayah, because they earned this hasana. And when they gained this hasana, Allah gave them more and more and more. Before I finish, I have one reference which I would like to, inshallah, elaborate on. Our beloved Qari Yusuf, mashallah ta'ala, talking about, he was sharing this. He was talking about the poetry, and he was mentioning the poetry of Rabi'ul Mini Ali ibn Abi Talib, karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And Qadi Zanaullah, in his tafsir al-Madhari, he mentions, which I will read out in Urdu, inshallah ta'ala, and translate in English. He mentions that Hazrat Ali Sheikh Khuda, kamalat e vilayat ke kutub o irshad hai. Sabika ummaton mein se koi bhi aap ki rooh ke tawassut ke bagayr darja vilayat ko nahi pahuncha. Sabika ummaton. Qadi Sanaullah Pani Mati Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentions that forget talking about this ummah, the people from the ummahs before this ummah, how many ummahs were there? Bani Israel, the ummah of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, how many prophets came? Even at the time of there, who used to distribute wilayah? Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu. Now this is a very interesting commentary by Qadi Sanaullah Pani Mati. But I will explain this with one reference where one hadith which is narrated in the Shama'il of Imam Tirmidhi, when Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he said regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَمْ أَرَى قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Sayyidina Ali was explaining the beauty of Rasulullah, his beauty, he was explaining the Shama'il, the features of Rasulullah, and he said, لَمْ أَرَى قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He said, I did not see anyone more beautiful, neither before the Prophet or after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if someone asks, was Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was he mawjood and was he present before? Of course he was present, because he's saying, I did not see anyone before or after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Authentic hadith in the Shama'il of Imam Tirmidhi radiallahu anhu. So respected brothers, before I finish, let me just spend 1-2 minutes talking about that, how we have to earn on the love of Ali Muhammad. To earn the love of Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of the Ashabul Kisa, you have to come to these gatherings. You have to dedicate your time. Alhamdulillah, we have a gathering every Thursday, every Friday where we spend time talking about the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We spend time praising the Ahlul Bayt, the holy family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This love has to be earned, respected brothers and sisters. And in the same way that you have to go work, you have to spend time, you have to spend your money, your blood and sweat, your time to earn your rizq. We learn that the love of Ali Muhammad is a risk, and it is that risk that no risk is comparable to the risk of Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why the poet says, کہ نمازیں پڑھے جا، اذانیں دیے جا، شب و روز سجدوں میں سجدے کیے جا، نمازیں اسی کی، اذانیں اسی کی جسے پچدن کا کرانا ملا۔ اہل نظر کی آنکھ کا تارا علی علی، اہل وفا کے دل کا سہارا علی علی، مجھ کو رحمت نے لے لیا اپنی آغوش میں جب بھی میں نے دل سے پکارا علی علی۔ علی نال بغض رکھے ایویں تو نکمیا، اتھے تیرا حج ہو گئے جتھے علی جمیا۔ واخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین۔
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ سبحان اللہ۔